Hey everyone, it's Morgan here, the founder. I hope y'all are doing well and I hope you all are booked and busy. I actually am inside today for a snow day. So this is our second snow day. We have not been able to get out of our house. And tomorrow, though, should be good. Tomorrow, I think I will be finally get to go into work. And I'm so excited. I'm so happy. But it also is nice when you have days like this, definitely recharge. But we have only been in the salon like one day this week because we were closed on Monday and Tuesday. I took my whole team to a cabin trip and we did a lot of cool, fun things. We went to like a maze and stuff and it was like a lot of team bonding. So we did that and we were closed, came back. It was a 3.5 hour drive, came back, worked one day, and then we literally had to shut down for 2 days because of this crazy weather. So I don't know if you guys get this kind of weather where you are, but in Oklahoma, we're like literally right in the middle of the United States, and in the summer, it gets super, super crazy hot. And then in the winter time, it gets like really, really cold. I mean, to me, really, really cold, like 5 degrees. And every now and then we'll get like this snowstorm and we can't get out of our house because the roads are crazy and super slick. We get a lot of ice is what we get. We get a little bit of snow, but it's mainly ice. So today in my podcast, I really just wanted to mainly bring awareness to something. And I also wanted to talk about my opinion on booth rent and basically, if you are in that time in your career where you're deciding if you are going booth rent or if you are going to work at a salon and be an employee. And I basically just wanted to bring awareness on self-employed and about how it's really not for everyone. So if you're unsure if it is for you, this would be a good podcast to listen too, but I really do feel like too, I really just want to bring awareness. And I feel like this is something that as an industry, we should be speaking up on. And I will say there has been some industry leaders that have talked about it. So, you know, kudos to them. I want to give them a little round of applause. But there's also like, other than, and really honestly, there's only been one that I've really seen speak on it. So other than the one, like, I haven't really seen many speak on it. And I think it's something that we need to talk about more and bring awareness on. So I'm going to cue you in on my thoughts. Most of the time when we are in school, a lot of times, and in this industry, there is just so many ladies and guys that are self-employed. So we look at that and we think that we necessarily have to be self-employed. But here's the thing, you don't have to be self-employed. Self-employed, booth rental, that's not for everyone. And it's time for us to not be embarrassed if it's not for you. That's not something that you should be embarrassed about. And I think that we think that that is the only option when simply that is just not true. And I think that as educators, as salon owners, as teachers, as cosmetology, esthetician instructors, it's our job to take that and make that known to these students that that is not the only option. I have seen so many ladies that go into booth rent and they do not have the discipline. They don't have the motivation. They're not self-starters. They simply just don't have that. And that's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed about. But I kind of look at being self-employed a little bit as like an entrepreneur. You have to go and get things yourself and do things yourself. And not everyone has that mindset. And I think that we need to start knowing that it is okay to not be self-employed in the beauty industry. It is okay to not immediately jump into booth rent as soon as you finish school, which I don't even recommend doing that. I did it and I also got very cheap booth rent. I was paying $50 a week, which is insane. Now, this was 5 years ago, but it was a massage studio and they just wanted someone in there so bad. So she was like, I'll do it for $50 a week. And I was like, whoa, okay. You know, because I'm doing lashes and I'm making that or more than that for each client. So that was probably the only reason why I went into booth rent. If it would have been just the typical price, I wouldn't have went into it. But also, too, 5 years ago in my area, I only had so many options as well. So I think that I want you to know that it's okay to not want to do booth rent. And I do think it is getting better because I do believe we are having more studios coming in that are commission or hourly, you know, W-2 employees that are creating a really good culture and are, you know, paying good and, you know, what they can and what the lash artist is worth. And they are just a good company in general. But I do think in the past, we've had so many, I know, especially here in my state, those hourly or commission or whatever places like that maybe just weren't the best. So a lot of people that I've talked to, I know in my state, have almost felt like, well, I'm not going to do that because they have this bad mindset over places like that. When in reality, it just wasn't maybe a good owner, an ethical owner that they were working for. There can be really good salons that do have commission or hourly rates, but you definitely, I mean, it's like anything, you have to find them, and there's going to be bad owners no matter what. But I think that we just, industry leaders in general need to, I think, speak up about it more because I don't really feel like it's something that is talked about enough. And I feel like, why is it like this? I guess it's just because the hair industry has been like that for so long. So the lash industry just kind of cling to it that way. But, you know, I have girls at my salon that are W-2 employees, and I have two of them. One's the manager and one's she's a high up master lash artist, and they both have been with me. The manager's been with me for almost 3 years now, and then the lash artist has been with me for like over two, I believe, now. And neither one of them, they're like, we could care less to do booth rent. You take great care of us. You're a good, ethical owner. We like being part of a team. That's the thing. They like being a part of that, and they don't want to be in a room by themselves. They like being a part of that team and that culture. And I want you to know that you can have that, and you don't always necessarily have to go straight to booth rent. If you're going to do booth rent, you have to be so motivated and so disciplined. And especially if you're going right out of school, and if you're in an area where there's lots of other lash artists, there's lots of competition, it's going to be a lot harder to set yourself apart. Another reason why booth rent worked out for me when I started was because there was no one else in my area doing it. Most of you guys now in 2022, there's someone else in your area doing it. Okay. So you're going to have to set yourself apart. So if you're immediately going into booth rent and you're paying $300 a week, you're going to have to really, really work at it. And I'm not saying that you can't do it. Some of you can. And some of you, you're meant to be self-employed, and that is more your speed, but it's not everyone's speed. And I just want everyone to realize that that's okay, and that there is salons out there that are good. And there's nothing wrong with being a W-2 employee and wanting that consistent paycheck or wanting benefits or wanting all the perks that comes with being an employee versus being self-employed. Just because you're in the beauty industry doesn't mean that you have to be self-employed. So I really hope that kind of opens your eyes a little bit if you are kind of deciding between each one. And if you have any questions about it, I can definitely talk to you. And I know all the differences between W-2, 1099, because I've been through all of that. Booth rental as well, hourly, commission, I've offered them all. So I have a lot of experience with all of them, and I can definitely help you and gear you to what would be the best option for you. But I think it's just important and something that I wanted to make aware on. Booth rental's not for everyone, and that's okay if it's not for you. And I think as an industry, we should stop making it seem like that's a good option for everyone, because it's not a good option for everyone. And I think also in the lash groups, we should stop telling everyone, just go booth rent, just go booth rent. When someone, that might not be a good option for them, because they might not be motivated like that, and they need a boss over them that's motivating them, that's making them show up to work. And if they're going to be self-employed and they don't have that motivation like that, it's going to be very difficult and very hard on them, because what's going to end up happening is they're not going to be self-disciplined. They're going to be canceling clients a lot, rescheduling last minute. They're going to be doing a lot of things like that that's going to lead their business into the ground, and or they're just not going to have very many clients, or they're going to build a bad name for themselves very quickly. So I think that we just need to have more awareness for the difference between W-2 and self-employed. So, have a good day.